T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Must have been difficult for Jerry to put this update together because he is dealing with a Knicks win for the first time in a long-ass time, so it must have felt weird. What's going on, Jerry? Good morning.
Well, good morning. We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at Ray Catena Service Center. First-class service at affordable prices. Sure, we'll do the Knicks. In a few minutes, we will get to them. Kind of meaningless, though they did win a game. It was the back pages are basically Jacob DeGrom and the Mets. And some baseball stories. We'll start with DeGrom, who held this press conference. First question right out of the gate. So where are you with contract negotiations with the club?
The line of communication is still open. We have not received an offer, but they continue to talk.
He was asked his level of frustration at this point.
You know, I wouldn't say I'm frustrated. I have a job to do, and that's to get ready to play baseball.
I actually enjoyed watching him because he comes across almost embarrassed that they're talking about it.
Yeah, he's very uncomfortable talking about it.
Yeah, and he was asked about, could you actually limit your workload?
You know, I think that's going to be a discussion that's going to have to be had with my agent. I'm going to have to sit down with them and really see what they think is best for me moving forward.
And then
we know what they think is best, right? If he hasn't gotten a long-term deal, they're going to try to protect their client and say, well, you're not going to pitch, and then it's going to turn into a mess.
Here's what I took watching it. He's very uncomfortable talking about this. He just wants to go and play. And it's almost as if he's being coached to say this.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would agree with that. I also think that I'm sure that he desperately would love to get a contract.
Well, for sure.
You have Brody Van Wagenen speaking in circles.
See, I didn't think he spoke. Now, why do you say he spoke in circles?
Because he said nothing. Like, yeah, we're going to try to keep DeGrom here. That's my thing. Yeah, of course you're going to say that. I mean, are you going to get the contract right now?
Here's some Brody Van Wagenen setting the record straight for where they're at.
No, there have not been offers made yet on either side. And yes, Jacob is 100% a part of our future now and hopefully for years to come.
He said in terms of the opening day deadline, he loves it.
I think the deadline is good for everyone. You know, I think that from both the player's perspective and certainly from our clubhouse perspective is we don't want to have quote-unquote business impacting our work on the field.
In terms of conversations, no offers, but yeah, that has happened indeed.
Oh, I've spoken to Jeff Barry, and I've also spoken to Jacob directly. So again, we talk periodically throughout the camp here, and we talk periodically through the course of the offseason.
Maybe the most important person in this whole thing.
Was that
Adam Guttridge?
Is he the analytics maven?
Yeah,
Guttridge.
Yeah, you know the Mets are all in on analytics now. So,
well, here's more BVW, the eye test.
Everybody knows that Jacob DeGrom is great. Everybody knows that Jacob DeGrom deserves to be handsomely rewarded for his performance.
Now the matter and the question is, when will that happen? So we'll see. In terms of the comments about extending or trading at the All-Star break a year ago. We go back to DeGrom for that.
Was that Brody speaking, or was that you speaking?
You know, like I said, I really enjoyed my time here.
I didn't want to answer, so you ask the Broadster.
Was that you talking, or was that Jacob talking?
Well, I think any good advocate should be speaking on behalf of the player himself. And I know the relationships I had is that we wanted to be working for the player's interest, not necessarily the agent's.
Of course it was him, dummy. Come on. I'm just a mouthpiece for crying out loud. God, you guys are so stupid. I thought you were smarter than this. I mean, do you see my commission check? Ugh, of course I'm going to do what he tells me. God, next.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So that's the Mets stuff. Interesting to say the least, and we'll see where it takes us. In terms of the Yankees, our guy Bruce Beck was down in Tampa.
He makes me happy, Bruce Beck.
I love Bruce Beck.
Every time he comes on the newscast, he gives me the sports, he makes me happy because he's so damn excited. After all these years, he's been covering sports, he's still so excited about every story.
And I'll tell you what's crazy, too. Do you see him on Facebook at all or any of these social media sites?
See him on Twitter.
You see the pictures of him and his wife that he puts out there?
Yeah.
the dude hasn't aged.
Right.
He's a grandfather.
It's incredible.
And he'll be like, hey, here, he's me and my wife in 1993. It's like 93 or 2013. It looks the same. So good for him. Yes. So he went and saw Adam Ottavino. And, of course, he is the one that brought up to his attention.
Would you really strike out Babe Ruth every time?
Probably not. But, you know, it's a silly thing. I mean, he's long gone and... you know, it's a different time period.
There you go. Controversy ended. But, of course, Bruce was the one that asked the question. Here's Aaron Boone. Dellen Betances, he'll be here when all is well at home. His wife is giving birth to their son, so he's going to be late reporting.
First things first about getting baby and mom and everyone home healthy. And then, but I wouldn't expect it to be too long, but I don't have a specific date for you yet.
Well, Gary Sanchez is there, and Boone says he looks great.
From our, you know, kind of behind-the-scenes testing and stuff, he's at some really good levels as far as his just physical conditioning and the things he's able to do.
Behind-the-scenes testing? He's at good levels? What, is he, a carburetor?
I have no idea.
The hell are we doing?
I have no idea. This is only day two.
Yes.
Imagine that next week what we're talking about.
Man.
Here's Sanchez. How is the shoulder feeling?
I can say, you know, right now I feel normal. You know, I want to say close to 100%.
That is through his interpreter. And one more is
looking. Does the interpreter have an off season, or does he go somewhere else to interpret other people?
I think the interpreter probably is with maybe someone else.
Yeah, I would think so. Does he make enough money to have a full off season, the interpreter?
That's possible. I mean, the baseball season's long. He's there mid-February now until, for the Yankees, mid-October.
And it's every day.
So I'm going to say, although Jack Maldonado, who's the engineer for the Yankees, he was working with us at the Super Bowl.
He was.
So you never know. A little part-time work, pad the income. It's very possible.
I would think, though, is Jack on the, he's not on the Yankees payroll, though, right?
I would think he probably is.
Oh,
he
is
on our payroll.
He gets paid by the Yankees.
Yeah, I would
think so. I thought those guys were independent contractors. That's what I thought.
I don't know the answer.
But I don't know. But I think the interpreter, without a doubt, he puts on the hat and the uniform.
Oh, he's paid by the Yankees.
Yeah, he's getting.
There's no question he's paid by the Yankees.
He's getting taken care of.
I think the people on air are probably paid by us. Just go ask Mark Chernoff. He'll tell you.
Yeah, I would want to know if he gets it, because that would be one of the greater jobs. Al talks about the best jobs in sports, backup, quarterback, all those things. Like, that would be one of the greatest jobs in sports. You get to hang out in the dugout with the players, just have a little bit of time before and after games to interpret some stuff, and then you get the full off season. If you get the full off season, that is skyrocketing to the number one job in sports, the interpreter.
It's pretty good. How much do you think they get paid?
I mean, it's got to me for every day, and it's a professional baseball team. I would say, I was going to say around 200,000. I wasn't going to go as high as 250, but somewhere around there. Yeah, I
mean, depends on who you're in. I'm sure A-Rod paid his guy handsomely.
A-Rod didn't need an interpreter.
Not A-Rod. I'm sorry. What's the other one?
What's the
Tanaka?
Tanaka. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
All right, yeah.
Because Tanaka made, or is it Tanaka?
Tanaka. Because Tanaka made what? Isn't his contract like $90 million?
Yeah, but the Yankees got to pay for him.
Yeah, but Gary's... No, you think so?
Yes.
Do the Yankees pay for one interpreter? So, in other words, he has to work multiple players.
Yes, that is one thing I've seen. I've seen a guy have both, but there's also... There's two interpreters there, but there is one guy who can serve both.
I thought Tanaka brought his guy with him.
He might have, but then it's sort of like the Porzingis thing. Like, you got to hire my guys, right? So I don't know. I guess the Yankees were okay with that.
That's a little different, though, don't you think, though? For an interpreter to be comfortable with him, you're trusting the guy to say what you're saying properly and not twist the words. That's not a Porzingis thing.
I'm just picturing Al now being an interpreter, having no idea what the guy's saying. Yeah, I pitched really well. I think things are looking up for me.
Yeah, I would just do generic sports talk answers. They're like, well, listen, I didn't do my best, but we'll be looking forward to getting back out
there. So you wouldn't place blame on other people?
No.
Like you yourself would?
No, because that would stir up trouble.
Right.
You always got a God willing.
Yeah.
Right, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're going to listen, go back to the drawing board, take a look at the tape, see what I did wrong there, and hope to improve for next.
Work on some fundamentals.
Yeah. Masahiro, what happened there in the sixth inning? You gave up four home runs and you lost the game. What happened there?
I just didn't have my stuff today, but hopefully I get back out there. The team did all it could to help me up. Unfortunately, I didn't give them enough, but we'll see what happens next outing. Big bodacious lips.
On your mechanics. I mean, that's great.
Working on my mechanics also.
I mean, that is perfect. I'm telling you, man. There's your future.
Well, speaking of pitchers,
La Cage aux Folles.
Former Met Matt Harvey, who is now on the Angels, suffered a strained ass doing agility drills on Thursday. Yeah. He will miss a week and a half. He
strained his ass, Boomer.
I did think it would all end differently, somehow less ignominiously.
It's day two.
Yeah. Right, so he pulled an ass muscle.
He's going to be out a week and a half.
A whole bunch of people in Queens pulled ass muscles yesterday.
And so did the Knicks. Yes.
The Knicks with their first win since January 4th, almost 6 weeks. And finally a chance to smile.
Well, maybe for them, but not for you.
What were those sounds now? Phoenix has lost 15 in a row, and as bad as the Knicks have been over the last 6 weeks,
the Suns are right on their heels.
Number one right now. How about that?
Well, what are the sounds that the fans were making in Atlanta? What was that? Was it boos? Was it cheers? It sounded like
a haunted
house.
The Knicks with their first win since January 4th, almost 6 weeks, and finally a chance to smile and finally.
I mean, I imagine losing to the Knicks, going to that game, be like, ah, it's a perfect, this is a win.
Try to think how many people went to that game.
Probably not a lot.
Combined 30 wins between those two teams.
106-90 won the final. Dennis Smith Jr. had 19 points and 7 assists. He says this is more like it.
I feel good. It's a long time coming. We was on a streak, and to go into All-Star break, breaking that streak, I think it's going to be major for us moving forward.
Major for them moving forward. They might win two in a row. You never know.
Isn't it crazy with all those, what was it, at the end of it, it was 18 or 19?
18.
So it was 18, and they still don't have the worst record.
That's what he was just saying.
I just said that.
I mean, I know, but I can't. But then, no, they're a game and a half.
Do I need an interpreter?
I'm sorry. They're a game and a half. I'm sorry. I was looking at Tankathon, and I wasn't listening to Boomer. It's okay. We all have our moments.
Right.
And they're only a game and a half out of fourth. Did you say that, too?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. No, you're just telling me you said that.
I said Chicago had 14 wins.
But he didn't say game and a half. All right, we'll move on.
Yes. Pelicans beat the Thunder 131-122 in the loss. Another triple-double for Russell Westbrook. Wow. 44 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. He was asked after the game, where can you possibly get better?
Everywhere, because I do everything.
So there you go. Wow. Yeah, he's right, too, by the way. He does do everything. NHL Islanders Blackhawks last night. Isle's a really good hockey team. You got Josh Bailey scoring his 13th.
A really good hockey team. Oh, wow. They're in first place by 5 points. Well, with 3 points.
What do you have to say? They're the greatest team of all time. They're a really good hockey team.
Drop pass Foligno. His pass broken up on a good back check by Bailey. And now a breakaway. It's Casey Cizikas in again alone. Shoots and scores! Second straight breakaway goal for Casey Cizikas in this game, and he makes it 2-0 Islanders.
They wound up winning 3-0. That, of course, Chris King on
By the way, I did 2 sim lotteries in a row, and Knicks ended up number one.
How about that?
Back-to-back sim lotteries. So maybe having the second pick is the deal. Oh, they're back to 6th now.
Blackhawks beat the Devils 5-2.
One again. 3 out of 4, I got one.
Didn't you have one day where you did it like 12 times in a row and they never won it?
Yeah, they got 5th.
Yeah.
So maybe this staying in second thing is where we want to be. All right. Sorry, Jerry.
That's all right. Number 9, Houston beat UConn 71-63. And your Hofstra, boy, they won again. They beat Charleston 99-95. They've taken 22 of 26 games.
They have one of the leading scores in the NCAA.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. They're a really good basketball team, Boomer.
Thank you.
Really good.
And really good basketball.
Kicking everybody's ass.
Well, everybody's a little bit of a wise ass this morning, I would say. Nothing new around here.
Hey, you set the tone there.
Yeah, you're right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.